being a young black kid, you didn't have much reference. You know, there wasn't a lot of people doing that. And, you know, he was definitely someone to look up to. And, you know, he really taught me how to fuse the soul, the rhythm and blues, the rock and roll all together. And he was a great example of a person who was just so free.
Lenny Kravitz speaking about the influence Jimi Hendrix continues to have on him, both as a musician and as a man. I'm Jim Ladd. Welcome back to the SFX Radio Network premiere of Jimi Hendrix, live at the Fillmore East.
We're going to do the Praetorium, the Black Panthers national anthem.
...1969. It was a highly charged year politically. The war in Vietnam was raging, as were the student protests to stop it. The civil rights movement had lost Dr. Martin Luther King the year before, and now a more militant force had taken center stage in the fight for social change. One of these more militant forces was the Black Panthers. Billy Cox talks about the pressure Jimi Hendrix was under as he suddenly found himself to be a symbol, not only for the freedom that rock and roll promised, but for the freedom that was being denied his black brothers and sisters. It was a role that he did not seek out.
No, he was his own person, and perhaps they tried to pull, but he was an individual, and he made up his own mind about things that he wanted to do. But however, when you speak of black and white in that context, well, don't forget at that time, Jimmy was played basically on all your pop stations, but the R&B stations, he was never played. A lot of the people in the black community didn't know who this guy was, Jimi Hendrix, and I think at times he wanted to be recognized in his community.
The song Isabella is another example of how the world was affecting the tunes that Jimi Hendrix was writing at the time. Once again, Billy Cox.
Yeah, I think we put that together up in Jimmy's apartment. See, we had a strange way of putting songs together. We work with patterns, or riffs, you might call them. And we followed the riffs, and I think we had a little game that we always played. I'd think of a riff, and then Jimmy would come with a better riff, and then I'd think of one better than that, and then he would always come up with one that I couldn't top. That's how good he was. He was, you know. And so most of those songs were put together with riffs that we, some riffs we had in the past and that we worked on in the 60s. And some we had currently worked on. And that's how most of those songs came to be. And then he'd go back to his apartment and put some words to it.
I'm going to do a song dedicated to the same old draggy thing that's going on, the soldiers of Vietnam and so forth. The thing called Isabella, the world for Isabella.
We'll be back with more of Jimi Hendrix live at the Fillmore East right after this.
Hi, I'm Dominique Dawes, and I want to talk to you about girl power. It's about speaking your mind, feeling good about yourself, reaching your goals. We're all good at different things, so whatever you do, give it your best shot. Hard work pays off. Girl power. Call 1-800-729-6686 for free information. 1-800-729-6686.
What's up, Kelly?
Traffic situation, Lieutenant.
What's the problem?
We got a vehicle stopping traffic, windshields iced up, doors are frozen shut.
The couple inside?
They're kissing, sir.
In their frozen car, in July.
Yes, sir.
Whoa, the icy surprise of new Dentine Ice Cinnamon Gum. Frosty shell outside, Sub-Zero Cinnamon Chewing Gum flavor inside for icy fresh breath that lasts.
Only one thing to do.
What, sir?
Confiscate their gum.
Nothing's colder than ice. Peppermint, spearmint, and icy, spicy new Dentine Ice Cinnamon.
Honey Pumpkin, would you still love me if I decided to stop shaving my legs and armpits?
I would love each and every hair.
Oh, and what if my mouth was a seething pit of despair oozing with millions of the germs that can cause the gum disease gingivitis?
Potato Dumpling, your mouth is a seething pit of despair, huh? And I bet you do have gingivitis.
What?
2 out of 3 people get it before they're 25. Here, try some cool mint Listerine.
Listerine?
It's proven to kill those germs, leaving your mouth, well, more lovable.
Oh, you really do love me, Lindsay.
Bunny Biscuit, use the Listerine first.
See your dentist. Use as directed when brushing and flossing aren't enough.
It's the Trident Tooth Fairy again. I'm talking to Yvette. She's a French model. What you eating, hun?
How you say? Céleri?
Céleri? But you're so thin, you could stand under a flagpole for shade. Have one of my eclairs.
Eclair.
Whatever, they'll put some meat on you.
But my teeth.
Well, it's true that eclairs can lead to...
No. Eclair.
That eclair can lead to cavities, but chewing Trident when you can't brush can help stop cavities from forming.
Good. Then I will eat all the eclair.
May they go straight to your hips. And remember, when you can't brush, chew on this. Trident.
I never thought my daughter and I would ever think the same thing is cool.
They planted trees at the local park.
She's made new friends.
My son loves it. He's contributing.
If you or your kids want to have fun, help out, and make friends, call the Are You Into It volunteer program at 4-H toll-free 1-888-77-YOUTH or visit our website at www.areyouintoit.com.
We can't get him to clean his room, but he loves volunteering.
A public service message brought to you by 4-H, the Cooperative Extension System, and the Ad Council.
Hello, this is Billy Cox from the Band of Gypsies. You're listening to Jimi Hendrix Live at the Fillmore East on the SFX Radio Network.